News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the first criminal trial of a US ex-president is underway as the former president, Donald Trump, faces charges related to a hush money payment to the adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. We are joined by Matt Mayer, president of Previsum Strategies and former senior official in the US Department of Homeland Security. Matt, first of all, the significance of this trial, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's significant in a historical context, right? Which is we've never had an ex-president, you know, essentially tried in a courtroom for anything. You know, what we're seeing here in America is that, you know, we're making history almost every week for good and bad reasons. And I'm not sure which one this will fall into.
The prosecution and the defense have both been sort of setting out their cases already. It was election fraud, pure and simple, is a line from the prosecution. What say you to that charge from the prosecution?
Well, yeah. So what you have to remember is that these were misdemeanors that the statute of limitation had already expired. So what the Bragg did is he kind of did this Machiavellian move where he hitched it onto a campaign finance federal violation to make it felonies, and then the 34 counts for each payment essentially. And you know, the problem with that is what Trump did isn't a crime federally. The FEC said it wasn't a crime, the Department of Justice said it wasn't a crime, but Bragg is saying it is. And so that's where you know he's using federal law in a way that, if you recall, you know, Hillary Clinton's campaign essentially did the same thing in a way that they described something as a legal fee to pay Christopher Steele over there in the UK to do what he did through the law firm, and they denied it rather than saying, you know, hey, you know, this is what we did. And she was found to have violated the FEC and paid a fine. She wasn't tried in a courtroom as a felon and all that fun stuff. So it's a very odd case.
An odd case, but a case in which nonetheless he faces a conviction potentially.
Yeah, I think he will be convicted simply because he cannot get a fair jury in New York City. It's just way too Democrat. He may have gotten lucky when two of the jurors were dismissed last Friday when they found evidence that they weren't unbiased, that they were very anti-Trump. And the two replacements may be able to give him a hung jury, but he won't be found innocent for sure. So his best case is a hung jury, which means that Bragg could essentially try him again and try to get a better jury. But I assume, and most here assume, he'll be convicted because he can't get a unbiased jury in New York City.
I don't exactly know the population of Manhattan, but it's pretty sizable. Is it not cynical to suggest it's impossible for somebody to get a fair trial in a city the size of Manhattan?
Well, not impossible, but in Manhattan, it voted like, you know, 90% against Trump. And so, you know, that's who makes up the jury pool. So it's awful hard for him to find, I guess, six peers that are unbiased, right? In America, everybody has an opinion, good or bad, about Donald Trump, about Joe Biden. It's really tough to say in places that are hyper-partisan one way or the other that you can get kind of a true unbiased fair jury that will listen to all of the evidence and not let their personal views prejudice the case. It's going to be really tough.
Okay, let's say your hunch is accurate and he is convicted. How does this impact on his presidential run?
I could be wrong about this, but my sense is it'll actually help his presidential run because, you know, a clear plurality to majority believe that this is an unfair prosecution and that they're just trying to go after him because he's running for president, that he's winning. And so it's a way to try to help Joe Biden win. And the fact that the prosecutor today was the third highest guy in the Justice Department for Joe Biden who left to try this case for Bragg as a city prosecutor, which is somewhat unheard of. You don't leave a high level position in Washington to go be some state city guy. You go make a ton of money as a consultant. You work for a law firm. You do white collar criminal defense, but what you don't do is what happened here. And so it's even odder and makes it look even more tainted that the guy prosecuting this case for Bragg was one of Joe Biden's top appointees.
Can you win the president if you've been convicted of a criminal offense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he will win despite being convicted of this campaign finance violation.
There is polling out there, Matt, that says one in four Republicans say they wouldn't vote for Mr. Trump if he were convicted of a crime.
I think those numbers would drop when people kind of at the end of the day have to choose between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And it also, I think, depends on which case, right? I think if it's the January 6th case or the presidential documents case, a conviction there, I think, actually would probably hurt him. But in this situation, they're going to say, wait a minute, Hillary Clinton did the same thing and they didn't try her. So no one thinks this is actually a violation of law. They just think that this particular case is the weakest of the four and the one the Democrats did not want to go first, but it's gone first because the other ones have been bogged down in procedural questions. So this one will not hurt Trump. Others may, but I don't believe they're going to make it to trial before the election.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Matt Mayer, a former senior official in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. I should clarify, the Bragg in question there is Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney. Population of Manhattan, about 1.6, 1.7 million.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.